Oh, to be an arborist and climb where you haven't dared since you were a child, maybe not even then. But for arborists, it's serious. That's what Carmel Doshad of Here Now contributor WAMU discovered this past weekend at an international tree climbing competition in Washington, D.C.
The red oak tree in front of me was big, as in 100 feet high big, the kind you see in movies with giant swings hanging down from its wide branches. Somewhere inside its limbs is an arborist competing in the Master's Challenge of the International Tree Climbing Championship.
I really love doing the kind of dynamic swings in the tree.
That's Jocelyn Losey. She's one of 67 competitors from nearly 20 countries and the Mid-Atlantic champion. As Losey and I watch the competition unfold, we talk about what it takes to make it to the international level.
What is the hardest part about it, would you say? Not falling?
Well, yeah, you definitely want to try not to fall. It's just really physically demanding, I think.
But there's a wider purpose beyond the race to the top of an oak tree, says Andrew Dunavant, another competitor.
Get outside and see what's out there. I love the outdoors. I love being in trees. It's the best part of my day is being up in a tree and just enjoying the quiet, the nature part of it, and just caring for the environment versus tearing it down.
He says it underscores that nature is still at the center of everything arborists do. People of all ages and backgrounds sit on colorful blankets in the grass, watching the competition. Felipe Benitez was one of them.
I love hugging trees. I mean, it really changes your perspective. Just being a few feet up the ground, you see things in a different way. You feel the air feels different. You hear sounds that are different. You see habitats that are different.
Benitez works with a group that encourages those in Spanish-speaking communities to get out and enjoy nature. But most of all, he wants people from all walks of life to appreciate it.
When you get out the door today and you see that tree where you walk by every day, either to get to your place of work or to your car, hug that tree. Thank that tree for all the things that it does for you, because it is a lot.
Hugging a tree might be a bit cliche, but Benitez seems to say it with all sincerity. And while I didn't run towards a tree with open arms, I was interested in seeing what it was like to climb one.
You're going to step 1 foot down into here. It goes on kind of like a pair of weird pants.
I put 1 foot through a harness as Aurora Hatsock walks me through Tree Climbing 101. She's running the fun climb at the event with, luckily for me, a much smaller tree.
Now I got to grab this rope here.
You're going to take the knife.
I make it about 4 feet off the ground, and Hatsock shows me what it's like to swing from the branches like Tarzan. Getting up here was harder than it looks. It took a lot of balance and upper body strength, not to mention coordination, all things I admittedly struggle with.
Watch out, here she comes. Now this is the nice relaxing mode. We can also go transition into rocket mode. Watch out, don't let me hold on. Okay. All right, so for rocket mode, we usually count it down. 3, 2, 1.
I see why it's called rocket mode.
I swing higher as Hatsock pulls a rope tethering me to the tree harder. After about 15 minutes, I head down to solid ground.
Carmel, you were amazing.
Do I have a future in this?
I hope so.
You hesitated a little.
No, I hope that you choose to have a future in it. I think that tree climbing can be really a fun part of anybody's life.
At the very least, I enjoyed the perspective of being several feet up a tree, even if it was brief. For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.